Too sick to pray, Lord. That's why we ain't talked in a while. It's been some of them days, Lord. I thought I was on my last mile, but I'm feeling okay, Lord. And I'm glad that I called you today. Never needed you more, I would have called you before, but I've been too sick to pray. Remember the family, Lord, I know they will remember you and all of their prayers, Lord. They talk to you just like I do. Well, I reckon that's all, Lord. That's all I can think of to say. And thank you, my friend. We'll be talking again if I'm not too sick to pray.
There's Willie Nelson, Too Sick to Pray. One from an album he put out 30 years ago this month, Spirit, which was released in 1996. And Willie's not slowing down. Well, he might be slowing down a little, but he's still going. Just put out a new album a few weeks ago. And before the show is over, I'll play the title track to that. You're listening to Not Necessarily Nashville on Little Rock Public Radio, 89.1 KUAR. I'm Michael Hiplin, filling in for Flap. Lucinda Williams will be playing live here in North Little Rock, where I am, 2 weeks from tonight. It's part of the Arkansas Folklife Festival being held at Riverfront Park. The whole thing is free. Blues legend Bobby Rush will be headlining Friday night, Lucinda that Saturday night, also lots of other music, the Creek Rocks, Paw Paw on the Porch, Nick Shoulders, Willie Carlisle, and it's not just music, there's also crafts, food, and drinks, 3 days of events. Looking at the schedule, I see the Mosaic Templars will be presenting an event called Braiding Hair, Intertwining Community. I'm sure that'll be great. You can find the full rundown at ArkansasFolkLifeFestival.org. It'll be held in Riverfront Park in North Little Rock. Well, back to Lucinda. Here's one from her latest album, World's Gone Wrong. This song features Mavis Staples. So much trouble in the world. Thanks for listening. It's not necessarily Nashville.
So much trouble in the world. So much trouble in the world. smiles this morning. Sun is on the rise once again. The way earthly things are going.
Sometimes it goes right down to the wire.
walk on, boy. All the way through, sometimes it just comes out to do what you gotta do.
You do what you gotta do.
When it's all left up to you,
you do what you gotta do.
Well, there's people that'll tell you it's just no use, and there's people that'll tell you that you're going to lose. People that'll tell you anything you want to listen to.
Do what you gotta do.
Looking for someone to blame. What's your name, boy? Hey, you just tell them true, 'cause they can't take the truth from you. Do what you gotta do.
You do what you gotta do.
When they ask you what you do,
you do what you gotta do.
Will they call you a hero or a traitor? But you'll find out sooner or later. Nobody in this world is gonna do it for you.
Do what you gotta do.
Coastlines have traveled everywhere, from Portland East to Portland West and all along the line. I'm going now to the place that's best, that old hometown of mine. Oh, 8 more miles in Louisville will come into my view. 8 more miles on this old road and I'll never more be blue. I knew someday that I'd come back, I knew it from the start. 8 more miles to Louisville, the hometown of my heart. Thank you.
this old road and I'll never more be blue. I knew someday that I'd come back, I knew it from the start. 8 more miles to Louisville, the hometown of my heart.
That's Sam Bush, 8 more miles to Louisville. Newcrest Revival before that, Sam Bush, was a part of for many years. Do What You Gotta Do. That comes from the amazing Friday Night in America album that came out in 1989. I had a copy of the cassette of that, and I wore that out. And it kind of changed my viewpoint on music. It was one of those life-altering albums. But having it on cassette and playing it over and over in my car back then, I heard it so much, and that just really turned me on to so much new music. Newgrass Revival really was an amazing band. Well, this is Not Necessarily Nashville on Little Rock Public Radio 89.1. I'm Michael Hiplin, filling in for Flap this week. James McMurtry returns to Little Rock at the end of this month. He has 2 shows, June 30th and July 1st, both at the Whitewater Tavern. Both are sold out, but, you know, the Whitewater typically, even on sold-out shows, maybe a few hours before the show, they sometimes will have a few extra tickets that go on sale. So might want to check with the Whitewater if you're interested. If you haven't seen James McMurtry, he is amazing. I saw him last time he was at the Whitewater. That was an acoustic show. This one, he's going to be with his band, and can't wait. I'm going to catch the June 30th show. So from the latest album by James McMurtry, here's South Texas Lawman. Thanks for listening. This is Not Necessarily Nashville on Little Rock Public Radio, KUAR.
South Texas Lawman, he brings them back alive. He hunts quail from horseback, and he cheats on both his wives. One in Rio Bravo, one in Raymondville. He's never been to Houston, and he doubts he ever will. South Texas lawman, old time in his ways. He wore the cinco peso, and it dogged him through his days. The hours were long and lonesome, the paperwork's a bitch. His years are empty bottles now, tossed off in the ditch. I used to be young, I used to understand. I used to be strong as any man. I used to be bold. Nobody bothered me. And I can't stand getting old. It don't fit me. It don't fit me. South Texas lawman, the work just ain't the same. Used to, you could clock 'em good if they called you any names. Now he's up on charges for showing 'em who's the boss. He reckons after Vietnam, we must have all gone soft. I used to be young. I used to understand. I used to be strong as any man. South Texas lawman sitting on the beach, south of Port Aransas, alone and out of reach. Cell phone in the pickup, gun belt in the sand, looking past the breakers, half pint in his hand. Kayak through the breakers to brave the silent sea. Cinder block and a ski rope coiled beneath his knees. Cell phone in the pickup, gun belt in the sand, naked in the moonlight, sidearm in his hand. Out past the second sandbar and on out towards the rigs. There's things out deep you seldom see. Some of them get mighty big. I used to be young. I used to understand. I used to be strong as any man. I used to be tough. Nobody bothered me. Now I've had about enough. This don't suit me. It don't suit me. I used to be bold. Nobody bothered me. And I can't stand getting old. It don't fit me. It don't fit me.
Married took to running with a traveling man. Left her mama crying with her head in her hand. Such a sad case. So brokenhearted. She said, Mom, I gotta go. I gotta get out of here. I gotta get out of town. I'm tired of hanging around. I gotta roll on between the ditches. It's just an ordinary story about the way things go. Around and around, nobody knows. But the highway goes on forever. That old highway goes on forever. She never would have done it if she hadn't got drunk. If she hadn't started running with a traveling man. If she hadn't started taking those crazy chances. She said, daughter, let me tell you about the traveling kind. Everywhere he's going, it's a very short time. He'll be long gone before you know it. And he'll be long gone before you know it. She said, never have I known it when it felt so good. Never have I knew it when I knew I could. Never have I done it when it looked so right. Leaving Louisiana in the broad daylight. This is down in the swamp land where anything goes. It's alligator bait and the bars don't close. It's a real thing down in Louisiana. How did you ever see a Cajun when he really got mad? When he's really got trouble like a daughter gone bad? It gets real hot down in Louisiana. So now the stranger made a move it or he's gonna get killed. He's gonna have to get it or a shotgun. Well, it ain't no time. Lengthy speeches, man, this ain't no time for no lengthy speeches. She said, never have I known it when it felt so good. Never have I knew it when I knew I could. could. Never have I done it when it looked so right, leaving Louisiana in the broad daylight. She said, never have I done it when it felt so good. Never ever knew it when I knew I could. Never have I done it when it looked so right, leaving Louisiana in the broad daylight. It's just an ordinary story about the way things go, round and around nobody knows, but the highway goes on forever. That old highway goes on forever.
That's Joe Ely, Cornbread Moon, Rodney Crowell before that. Song he wrote, it was a big hit for the Oak Ridge Boys. I remember liking that song as a kid, then learning that, Rodney Crowell actually wrote it. And hearing his version and how much better it was, but I'm sure the Oak Ridge Boys put some money in Rodney's pocket at a time when he probably needed it. This is Not Necessarily Nashville on Little Rock Public Radio, KUAR 89.1. I'm Michael Heplin. This coming week, a collection of previously unreleased songs by Gary Stewart will be coming out. Gary Stewart died in 2003, but I keep listening to his music, and I'm excited to learn. We're going to hear some new stuff. A lot of these songs apparently were songs he wrote when he moved from Florida to Nashville, and he put together demos for others that would become hits for other people. But apparently, I learned in a podcast I heard recently, RCA Records has quite a treasure trove of Gary Stewart recordings that he made a whole lot of recordings during his life. The podcast I heard, if you're interested in looking it up, Drifting Cowboy, and the episode came out in April, called Gary Stewart Was Wilder Than You Think, His Inner Circle Tells All. It's a really sweet episode. His daughter was on there. And anyway, after hearing that, really looking forward to hearing what's on this new album coming out this week. Well, new, previously unreleased material. The album is called One Track Mind. And as we wait for that to come out, here's one of the great Gary Stewart songs, that trembling vibrato of his. This is She's Got a Drinking Problem. And this is Not Necessarily Nashville on KUAR.
One look and you can tell she's high society, but she's got a drinking problem and it's me. Yes, I'm the only black mark on the lady's life, the one mistake she ever made comes home.
I pulled into Memphis 13 minutes eggs early, first time in 2 weeks. That's where she came to meet me as I stepped down off 451 and needed sleep. And the baby's overdue, I know, and you need some things, but the more that we discuss it, it's the same. Long train rolling, got a feeling, and I'm knowing she's not waiting for me. These rails keep getting longer, this feeling's getting stronger, it won't let me be. Yeah, I love my woman, fire and rain, but I won't give up my train. Baby came in April while I was in Chicago in the pouring rain. With four flat cars, a rusty tanker, three box cars, and an empty sack of mail. And though I'll be lonely some nights, I know there's just no other way to explain. Long train rolling, got a feeling that I'm knowing she's not waiting for me. Those rails keep getting longer, this feeling's getting stronger, it won't let me be. Though I love my woman, fire and rain, I won't give up my train. Though I love my woman, fire and rain, I won't give up my train.
Happiness, then I wish you both the best. For it's happiness that matters most of all. But if he ever breaks your heart, if ever the tear gaps start, I'll be there before the next teardrop falls. Listen to me. Although it hurts to let you go, darling, I want you to know that I'll stand by you if ever you call. And if I ever should ever hear that he made you share a tear, I'll be there before the next teardrop falls. I'll be there in the time that you need me. Remember, I love you. I'll be there before the next teardrop falls. I'll be there before the next teardrop falls. You to me.
Can you tell me?
This is Not Necessarily Nashville on Little Rock Public Radio. Al Green doing an interpretation of Freddie Fender's Before the Next Teardrop Falls. Merle Haggard before that. I Won't Give Up My Train. That's straight off my LP, My Love Affair with Trains, that Merle Haggard put out in 1976, exactly 50 years ago. Right now, I'm going to do a brand new one from Willie Nelson. Talking about this date in history, this past Tuesday would have been exactly 30 years since Willie Nelson went to a small town radio station in Glenwood, Arkansas. That's just a little bit west of Hot Springs, if you're not familiar with it. He visited the station in response to a letter sent by the music director of the station. She had seen an interview with the Highwaymen in which Waylon Jennings was complaining that radio wouldn't play the new Highwaymen recordings that were coming out. This was like 1995. They were filling up arenas and stadiums, but radio wouldn't touch it. Well, the music director at this radio station sent a letter saying, hey, your record company isn't sending us promo copies of it. We would be playing this if we just got a copy of the album. Well, Willie Nelson's people reached out to that person. Anna Donahue was her name. She worked at KWXI Quixie Radio in Glenwood. And they offered to have Willie Nelson stop by the radio station. This was shortly after his album. The album was called Spirit, and Willie wanted to promote it, but apparently was moved by her letter. So he, as well as several members of the family, Mickey Raphael, Jody Payne, as well as his sister Bobby, all came to the radio station on a Sunday, June 9th, 1996, and spent an hour and a half playing live in the station, as well as talking between the songs with Anna Donahue, as well as Tom Nichols, the station owner. I have not been able to track down a copy of that recording. I talked with Tom Nichols recently. But I did write a story about Willie's visit to that station for the newspaper in Glenwood, Arkansas. The newspaper, you can find it online at glenwoodbuzz.com. I interviewed several people as well as took reports that had been done by the radio station before and after Willie's visit in 1996. Anyway, just was a really sweet thing for Willie to do. So, gonna play. Willie's still around. So many people of his contemporaries are not, but Willie keeps putting out great live music. And this is the title track to his new album. It's called Dream Chaser, and Willie co-wrote this. Sounds pretty autobiographical to me. And so let's hear it. This is Not Necessarily Nashville on KUAR 89.1.
day I looked in the mirror and I caught me by surprise. The man I saw looking back at me I almost didn't recognize. Wasn't I just a kid moving to Tennessee with an old guitar and eyes full of stars, chasing a crazy dream? But time just seemed to vanish right before my eyes. You may not understand it, why we live with a sacrifice, but it's worth every mile to get to sing for a while. Truth is, I've done it all for free. Always rhymes to be making when you're a dream chaser like me. Last night a new song came to me, faster than I could write it down. Sometimes I wonder if there'll be another. Then another comes around. Time just seems to vanish right before my eyes. You may not understand it, why we live with sacrifice, but it's worth every mile. He gets to sing for a while. Truth is, I've done it all for free. Always rhymes to be making when you're dream chasing like me. Always rhymes to be making when you're a dream chaser like me.
I remember one thing Mama said, Daddy sends you all of his love from Frisco Bay. Now I didn't understand till I was grown. Mama, Daddy didn't spend a little time at home instead of roaming around the country that way. Now I'm looking at the world through a windshield, watching it fly by me all the right. Well, there's a cute little honey I'm dying to see down in Nashville, but I'm down around Dallas and rolling down south tonight. That you see burned off of this rig by the likes of me, left her right here on the highways of this land. I'm gonna write my name in this diesel smoke, but the ones that come along behind me choke. I gotta beat this pace, I'ma set the time I can. Now I'm looking at the world through a windshield, watching it fly by me on the right. There's a cute little honey, I'ma dying to see down in Nashville, but I'm down around that, I'm standing rolling down south tonight. Come on, Lord. Sleeting rain, and I've driven through that rough terrain from the Rockies to the docks of old L.A. I gotta head up that old Pacific shore and head on out to Baltimore or someplace about 2,000 miles away. Now I'm looking at the world through a windshield, and I see everything in a little bit of different light. Well, that's cute, little honey, I'm dying to see down in Nashville, but I'm down around Dallas and rolling down south tonight. Yes, I'm down around Dallas and rolling down south tonight.
It's Commander Cody looking at the world through a windshield. Hey, I'm almost out of time. I'm Michael Hiplin, filling in for Not Necessarily Nashville, coming to you from Argenta in North Little Rock. Let's send it over now to Hillcrest in Little Rock. Lynn Holton standing by for Albion and Beyond. Thanks a lot for listening. Flap will be back next week. This is KUAR.